In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who offers us true freedom in Him. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are together Americans, or at least we're living in this American culture, and one of the things that we place so highly in sort of our hierarchy of values is freedom. That's what America is all about. In fact, there have been studies done that our greatest values, pretty consistently, freedom is at the top. And that has a lot to do with our history, that has a lot to do with our founding, and it's something that we sort of innately know. That is one of our greatest values, the value of freedom. And so because we have this great value of freedom, we want to have freedom in all things. We want to have freedom in all options, pretty much. And so we want to have all of these different options that are presented to us. And so I want to have the option of choosing this airline or that airline. And so when airlines start buying each other out, I start getting a little bit angstful because I don't have the choice anymore. I have to fly through Atlanta, and I don't like Atlanta. And I don't have a choice, and that makes me very kind of upset. Or maybe I want to have the choice to switch my cell phone company from this one to that one, and so I look for a different cell phone company. Or I want different options. When I walk into Starbucks, part of the reason I think that we love Starbucks so much is that there's just all sorts of different options there. You know, can I have my caramel macchiato with soy instead of regular milk? Yes. And that makes me happy, because I can ask for all of these different options and all of these different things. And when I go to the restaurant, I can ask, you know, can you hold the onions or hold the mustard? I want to have options. Because options, to me, a lot of times, those options spell freedom. Those options are what makes freedom for me. But there are times that options don't actually equate freedom. And probably the best display of this is something that my wife Liz does to children. And Liz takes care of children kind of during the week, and she takes care of a number of them. And we all know what it's like to be kids. We were once kids as well. Some of us are still kind of kid-ish at heart. And so we know what it's kind of like when somebody asks us what we want to eat. And, you know, maybe it's 2 o'clock or maybe it's lunchtime and you know, somebody says, well, what do you want to eat? And everything inside of you says ice cream. Nothing else. Just ice cream, please. And that's how kids are just more honest. That's what I want. I want ice cream. Why can't I have it? And so what Liz does, which is ingenious, is she offers them options. And so instead of saying, what do you want to eat, and they're going to respond, ice cream, she says, we're going to have lunch. Would you rather have grapes or celery? And the kids go, well, grapes or celery, I guess I'm feeling kind of like grapes today. Was that really freedom that they had there? They had this small set of things that, you know, okay, grapes or celery. Well, maybe I don't like celery. Maybe I love celery, and so I choose celery. But whatever it is, you're not free to say ice cream in that. And I think it's that sense of freedom that we don't like when we hear Jesus say things like, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there's only one way to the Father, and that's me. Every other way, sorry, doesn't count. And we don't like that because we like options. We'd rather have options and say, you know, I want to have the option between, you know, Islam and Buddhism and Lutheranism and all of these different options. I want to have these options and I can choose one, or maybe I can just choose parts of each of those and put them together and make this sort of weird, semi-structured, kind of conflicting religion myself, where I'm a Muslim who also believes in Jesus dying on the cross, which doesn't work, by the way. And so we want to have these options. We want to have these things that are options for us. And when we hear Jesus say, no, you don't get an option, we go, oh, man, Jesus, I want to be free. And you're not letting me be free. To which Jesus comes back. He goes, no, wait. You don't quite understand. I do want you to be free. So when Philip says, you know, Lord, it's enough if you show us the Father. You know, it's interesting. That's one of the options that a lot of us kind of get into. The it's enough if option, where we don't want to go all the way in, where you're kind of like, well, you know, why don't I take the option of the least amount that I can believe? What is that base structure here, Lord? Because that's kind of what Philip is doing. Jesus is saying, look, I'm going to prepare a place for you. It's very confusing. That's already, you know, Thomas has already figured that out. He's going to do some more figuring out later. And so Philip is like, what, just show us the Father. Jesus, this is really simple. That's all you have to do. Show us the Father and we've got it made. Kind of like, Jesus, I've thought about this more than you have. To which I'm sure Jesus is like, oh, Philip. And that's kind of an option that we want. We want this option where we're like, well, we're kind of, I'll show up to church on Sunday for, I'll get in late and I'll leave early, and that's enough. As long as I'm here so that I can hear confession and absolution, maybe the sermon if I don't sleep through it, and then have communion, we're good. And that's kind of the way that, you know, a lot of us, even myself at times, kind of the way that we want to approach this whole Christian thing. Sort of the, well, God, what do I need to do in order to get a C? That option. To which Jesus says, nope, this one's pass, fail, and you either get an A+ or you get an F. Oh, man, I don't feel very free. But Jesus has some amazing words about freedom in this text. He says, yes, I'm the only way, but I'm the one way that you have for freedom. So, okay, maybe you don't get options in this whole Christianity thing, in this whole Jesus thing, but you get freedom out of one option, which seems kind of backwards to us. And so let's take a look at the text and see how that plays out. So when Jesus says, I'm the only way, the truth, and the life, and then Philip responds, okay, well, how about we just have, you know, just kind of the baseline denominator thing, and Jesus says, no, that's not going to work. You should believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, and if you believe that, then you'll understand, once again, that I am the only way to the Father, because I'm the only one who has that relationship, and we'll talk about that relationship more a little bit later on. The next sermon series is going to be all about the creeds, where it's going to be fun. We'll do that. But here, he is saying, believe that I, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And then he says something pretty outstanding. I don't think we hear it the first time we read through it. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, semicolon, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Greater works than Jesus! So if you're one of those people that has always said to yourself, well, I really wish that I could turn water into wine, we've all been there, I think, at least I have. Jesus is saying, greater works than water into wine. If you're somebody who's like, I really want to say, somebody come out of the grave. Jesus did that, right? Greater works than these. Pretty outstanding. That we're not even limited to an option of, well, you can do stuff that I did in my life. Which, that would be enough for me. If Jesus was just like, okay, you can do the works that I did, I'd be like, sign me up, I'm good. But Jesus says, no, you get more. You get more than the works that you see in this scripture. You get total freedom. Because I'm going to the Father. And because you're being included into that Trinity, that you get to do greater works. And then he goes on. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. The amount of freedom that is in those sentences is staggering. When you think about it. When you think, okay, if I ask something in Jesus' name, and what that means is, if I ask something in Jesus' identity, that's what name means. It means his identity, it means who he is. So if you ask something in the person of Jesus, which you have the ability to do because you're a baptized child of God, you've been baptized into his identity, and that you have been risen out of that, and now you can ask things in his identity. You can ask things of the Father in who he is. We don't live our entire lives that way, but we do have access to that through our baptisms. If you ask anything in my name, in congruence with what Jesus would have, anything, if that's not freedom, I don't know what is. And so Jesus isn't saying here, well, when you become a baptized Christian, you get some choices. You get the choice to read all of those really confusing names like Bob Wagner on a Sunday morning, which he did a great job. You get the choice to serve communion up here. You get the choice to preach a sermon. You get the choice to help your neighbor out. You get the choice to speak the word of God to somebody who is hurting deep down inside. Jesus doesn't say you get these choices. Now, if one of those things is something that sounds awesome to you, then that's great. Go with it. But it's not that. They have to be limited to those choices. You are free to live out what it means to be baptized. To live out what it means to be in his name, in his identity. And it's not a thing of options where you have this sort of set of, okay, here's kind of the Christian stuff that you can do. But rather it means that you can approach life as a Christian and say, I'm a Christian dancer. I'm not. But just go with me. I'm a Christian dancer. And I'm going to figure out what that looks like because I'm free to be a Christian dancer. I'm a Christian teacher, and I'm going to figure out what that looks like because I'm a Christian, and I'm free to figure out what it is to be a Christian and a teacher. I'm a Christian administrator, and I'm going to figure out what that's like, and because there's a bunch of you in this room, I'm a Christian lawyer, and I'm going to figure out what that looks like. Or I'm a Christian meteorologist, and I'm going to figure out what that looks like. Because Christ has set you free. Hasn't just given you options. But in His death and His resurrection that has cleansed you from sin, that has drowned that old Adam in the waters of your baptism and risen you up to new life because of what He has done on that cross, He has not given you options, but He has given you freedom to be who you are, who He has made you to be. Amen.